Okay, this is where we end off last year. Rababa b'shem Rav, zimnim da'at amar. Sometimes you would say that shivrei avodah zara ein lahem bitul, v'zimnim da'at amar mishamshei avodah zara ein bahem bitul. So sometimes they would give over that it the shivrei, the parts of the broken avodah zara in the bitul, and sometimes it's actually the mishamshei, those accessories to avodah zara in them bitul. Okay, let's try to understand what we're talking about. I'll just show you here. The Pnei Moshe says, "Zim shama minei shivrei avodah zara shenishbra ma'aleha." We're talking about a broke on its own, then a bittul. She'ein lahem bittul bishvil kach. V'zinim da'amar mishmei mishamshei avodah zara ein lahem bittul bishvil kach. Meaning, just broke on its own. Okay. So man da'amar mishamshei mishamshim. The pshita that says mishamshei ein lahem bittul, but kol shekhen avodah zara itself. Man da'avodah zara, then ha'mishamshim lo. Meaning, they would have bittul. Fine, that's a debate regarding these pieces that broke on their own. Now, Rav Shmuel, Rav Aval b'shem Rav, Avnei Markalis, Shinit Parzul, Ein Lam Bito Leolam. So we've discussed the Avodah of Markalis. This is this archway through a three-stone structure, and they would worship by throwing stones at it. Now, what Rav Aval says, name of Rav, he says, the Avnei Markalis, the stones of Markalis that are scattered, Ein Lam Bito Leolam, Mishum Avodat Avodah Zarah. Now, Avodat Zarah means, important to understand here, the Pnei Moshe, he says, "Ein lam bitul olam mishum avodat avodah zara," meaning, "Ko olomar ho'il v'tikrobet avodah zara hem," because the stones that are scattered around it were thrown towards it. It was part of the avodah, so it's a tikrobet avodah zara that has no bitul v'svira tikrobet avodah ein lam bitul olam. In other words, we find that when it comes to avodah zara itself, that has bitul. We've discussed this. A goy can mevatel avodah zara. We've seen ways of doing that. However, the tikrovet, that was used as an offering to the Avodah Zarah, that is more machmir, and that has no bittul. It's asur le'olam. It's important to understand what we're talking about with the scattered stones here. Now, Shmar Rav Yochanan Vamar, he said, he heard this and said, great. Yafel matan Rebbe, shechen mishtechave l'Avodah Zarah. Then it says, shalochli men le'bittul le'olam. Now, that's what does a bit of a girsa change, because it's hard to understand what the words are saying. Is it Avodah Zarah? Ochlim doesn't make sense. So here, the Pnei Moshe explains as follows. He says, "Kolomar tikrovet avodah zara shel ochlim ein lahem bitul leolam." So in other words, you sort of have to explain like this: Hamishtechel avodah zara. Then put a long pause, comma, if you like. Shel ochlim, that which is used to tikrovet for avodah zara, the food that's placed before it, then ein lahem bitul leolam has no bitul. That's what I'm referring to. Yafeh. So ketzel like how does one mevatel? Well, not the tikrovet, there's no bitul, but the avodah zara itself when it comes to the Marakulis. Rav Chiya Bar Abba says, even if he's this Amar Barok, even if he just spits at it, meaning he shows disrespect towards it, and importantly, this is a Marakulis that is, you show, it's an Avodah Zarah that one shows respect towards. As opposed to Avodah Zarah where one sort of relieves themselves in front of it, that's Avodah Dabakach. Here, when it comes to this Marakulis, simply the spitting in front of it, that's a, you're showing disdain, not you, the goy is showing disdain for it, that's enough to mevatel it. The Gemara says, one second, Vatani Red Chia, Avne Marakulis, Nibazo, Elen Bittul, but one second, all the stones of it are scattered around, there's no Bittul. I mean, you can't mevatel it. So again, there's a difference. Amar Pinas kan b'nizrak kotla, the kan b'she'en kotla. Nizrak kotla, the stones that are scattered, meaning those that were thrown in its direction, are part of the Avodah Zarah, that's considered Chikrovat Avodah Zarah. That has no bitul. But the stone structure itself, the Avodah Zarah Atzmo, that has a bitul, meaning the goy comes and spits towards it, fine, or someone demonstrates he's showing disdain for this thing, able to mevatel, and you would now be able to use those bricks to build your house even. Fine, has bitul. That's a difference.
Any goy?
Ah, yeah, fair. That's going to be a discussion we'll see soon. We'll get to that. Can a goy mevatel the Avodah Zarah and have another goy? Okay, we'll just hold that thought in your head. Okay, set it. Gemara says, "Kada Reb Shimon b'Rebbi haveli Markulis go chakla." He had a Markulis in his field. Ata gabe burgana. Burgana is the person in charge of all the fields. Munala, the field inspector, if you like. And he was a goy. Amale begin de shamait de arkuna by mevor hacha lemachar. In other words, before we get Amarle, or Ella, in other words, what's happening is the, if you like, the Sarair, the governor, is coming to, he heard, and he wants to pass through this passage, therefore we need to make way for him. So we'll need to clean all these stones away. So Amarle, you got Ella here, but pretty much it's Amarle. The Rabbi Shimon Barabi said to the Nochri, Bechayecha da'at rim ele kifi, kifaya. He says, Well, you have to remove these stones. Okay. He doesn't, and he was doing the Chochmah. Why? Min derimon. Once he picked it up, Azel by Misvinon. Once the guy picked up the stones, he wanted to take it for himself. Amalei, no, you can't. Didinon, they came from a field, they're mine. What was a trick he pulled? Meaning, min derimon, the Pnei says, Lachashrimo pinautam, mimkom mahalacha, nochri wanted to take him. Amalei says, no, they're mine now. Achshav, why? Shibitlu ma'goy, the goy, once he removed them, he was affected mavatel davar zara. And once it's mavatel, it's mutar, and it's in my field, I can keep it now. Before that, it was asur hana for him. He had this miraculous in his field. So that was a chap. He said, oh, you want to move it? You want to clear the path? You remove it yourself. And when the goy did it, the goy's up affected the mavatel davar zara. Now the stones are his, and he was able to use it for, I don't know, bricks, whatever you like. Shamar abchia barava v'mar. He heard this, he says, v'it le'ime bara. Which is like an expression, literally, oh, his mother has a son. Meaning, what nachas? Like this guy's, a, what he was, it was an expression of praise. The chokhmah in what he did. So Gemara says, V'lo Rebbe Chiya, Rabba Tanita, didn't we learn this already? Didn't we saw this? We saw this above. The whole well, Rebbe Chaniah, Rabba taught this idea that the Avodah Merkalah about to Asur, and we were medayik from it that it's only that which is a tikrovet becomes also a little bit, but the Avodah Zarah itself did. Ela min deshama'a minah chazak v'kava. So the way Pnei Moshe explains this, again, Asker explains this whole sugya very differently, but he says, to Reb Chiya, he says, Ela hachikama min deshama'a minah Reb Chiya Rabbah. He heard, chazak hadin v'kava la'alach ha'lamaisa. He was koveh la'alach ha'lamaisa, that v'lezeh haya what was he meshaveach him? Meshav shechilek bein avanim and nizrakot la'al bein avatzam. V'dikdek b'divrei Rabbeinu lechalek ba. In other words, once he heard this, he was koveah, this is halacha, and it was meshaveach the diuk that he did. That's what it seems to be. In other words, nishamale, again, it's very difficult because it seems to be, isn't that what we learned in the beginning? That's why the Mepharshim explained it differently. I'm not exactly sure what the Pnei Moshe is doing. It seems to be that the Maaseh seem to confirm his diuk or the kviyot of the halacha. That's what it seems to be, I think, if I understood the Pnei Moshe correctly. Okay, let's continue. This is the halacha bet. Matzah b'rosho, if you find on top of this marker list, ma'ot, mani, ksur, clothing, or kelim. Hare elu mutarim, you can keep those things. Now, why? Are you concerned? Maybe it's a tikrovet avodah zarah, or maybe a noi. Now, the point is, if it's ksut or kelim, so a garment, some like a baseball cap is left on there or something, then we say, that is generally not placed there for noi, for decorative purposes. Okay? And therefore, and it's not tikrovet, because they threw stones, didn't throw clothing at it, or money. It says, kagon sheya ma'od munochim bekis v'tanoi la batzabra, sort of hang. It says, v'hu, sorry, careful. However, if you look at it, it says, v'hu sheloya munochim lanoi. That's provided the way those things are resting there on top of the avodah zarah is it's not there decorative. Okay. However, if it was decorative, for example, around the neck of the avodah zarah, there was a bag of money, and it looked like it was done in a decorative way. Oh, that's different now. Then it would be asur. However, kagon sheyo ma'un munochim bakis v'taloi b'tzavara uv'ksu mekupel munech haroshu v'chen kelim kfuim haroshu shekol elu derech bizayon. Okay, I think taloi b'tzavara, sorry, is actually a sign of gnai, because the next case he brings is actually folded up clothing on it, or the kelim or overturned pot on it. Things like that is not considered decorative for the purposes of the Zohar. Okay, but in any event, the principle here in this Mishnah is that if it's certain items that are there that's clearly not tikrovet, definitely not lanoi, then you can keep these items. They're not considered asur. However, as it says, parchil anavim atarot shibolim v'yayinot shemen asur. However, those things that we would find something paralleled in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning wine, we have libations in the Beis HaMikdash. Wheat, you have mincha offerings. So if you find bunches of grapes, crowns of wheat, yayanot, which is wine, shamanim, oil, and salatot, fine flour, but kol devar shebo, anything off in this mizbeach, they would be asur. Okay, yafe. Now the Gemara continues. Matzah brosho ma'ot. So Amar Rabbi Losov tavar atarot shibolim, not just atarot shibolim that is offered in the base of Mikdash, ela filu atarot shel varadim. Even a crown that was made of roses, That would also be asur. Why? Because it's clear a crown of roses placed in the avodah zarah is something that's lanoi, and therefore it's asur. Okay, fine. Ma'ot. Sorry, I'm missing it. So, Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo sof da'amar kol lispra ubershomot, el afilu avodah zarah she'ein lahem kilkalin, matza b'tocha ksut o kelim harei mutarim. Now, this is an important piece that I try and understand. He says that when it comes to the kilkalim, we talked about this before, that certain avodah zarah, we said that there's the inner court or inner part where anything inside is considered like a tikra of it. We saw that distinction with money before. So what it's saying now, so el afilu up, let's go to the Pnei Moshe. It says afilu avodah she'en lahem kinkalin. Sorry, we saw this previously. Avodah zarah she'en lahem kinkalin. The entire house in which it's contained is considered the kilkalin itself, the chutzke pnim dami, because there's no inner part, so therefore the entire house is considered like the inner part. That's what we said before, and there was chumras around it. So ma'udatayim, I would have thought therefore the bichya gavna filu devar she'eno shel noy asurim. So therefore I would have thought in a particular avodah zarah doesn't have this inner curtain, and therefore you said the whole house is considered the kilkalin. Then I would think that anything found in that house, even if it's not derech noy, should be asur. No. For example, something not decorated. For example, ma'ot ksut or kelim, folded up clothes are in the room. Kelim, or like pots and pans, or ma'ot or money. The law amrina that we don't say in this respect. Only things that one would expect to be offered in front of it. Who will be in the kilklin? Because it doesn't have a. Sorry, look, I missed a bit. In other words, only those things that one would be considered to be offered. Then we say, oh, the chutzke pnim dami. The lack of a kilkalin expands the effect of that space in terms of considered being make this dvarim asurim. But thing that's not a tikkurah, the chiddush the Gemara is, for example, folded up clothing, even if it doesn't have a kilkalin, therefore it's considered in close quarters. No, if it's not something that would be offered and it's not noi, then it'd be mutar. That's a chiddush here. That's what it's saying. Okay, let's continue. Fine. Yefe. This is now halacha gimel. Avodah zarah sheyesh bagina umerchatz ne'anim behem shelo b'tova ve'einanim behem b'tova. So avodah zarah that has some sort of garden of merchatz. Can you use it? It says you can use it shelo b'tova ve'einanim b'tova. Now shelo b'tova means like showing a favor. Meaning it says shelo yachzik tova lekomrim, like thanking them or like I owe you one type of experience. So you're allowed to use a shelo b'tova, but not b'tova. Okay. Hayah shelah v'shelah acharim. What if it was like joint ownership? Okay, so it was used avodah zarah on something else. Then we say ne'anim b'tova shelo b'tova. You can even use a b'tova and shelo b'tova. We've seen the expression shelo b'tova shelo b'tova. If you remember back in Shvi'at, I think this expression of b'tova shelo b'tova was a debate exactly what that meant there. What's interesting here is the Pnei Moshe, and this is actually a debate. What does it mean b'tova shelo b'tova? Does it mean I can now, like just thank them and owe them one or something like that? Or does it mean I can even pay them for the service? So according to the Bnei Moshe, he says, no, you can't pay for them a service. And that's like Keshitat HaRamba. However, you'll find when we learn the Gemara that I'm not sure if Yerushalmi actually says this position, because he'll say as we continue. It says as follows. That's what we're talking about, Tovata Komrin, meaning the priests themselves. But, for example, if they're talking about other Nochrim happen to work there, that's a different idea. The Komrim, the priests. Okay. Now it says, Chalilim shel avodah zarah asu l'sochra. If you've got flutes belonging to people of the avodah zarah, you're not allowed to rent them. Why? Now, the assumption, because it's the Ritva explains, it's almost like it appears like the funds you're giving them is going to help for avodah zarah. Okay. If it's mamashko and avodah zarah, there's no question. But it appears that the money you're paying this of the avodah zarah is going to fund their avodah zarah practices, and we don't want you to do that. However, if, however, some of his profits and his money, his earnings, he has to give to the state, sounds like a tax. Then afal pisha osin beem netzorach avodah zarah mutar lesochra. Then it's considered like if you like, Moshe says that it's kishalah, it's like we said in our Mishnah about this using a gina or merchatz, that if it's owned by shelah b'shel, you're allowed to use it b'tova shelah. So to here, you'll be able to rent these flutes. Meaning the fact that he's paying, sounds like taxes, it's as if it's not just his, it's like a joint business venture between him and the government. Okay? And then it's not considered you're paying directly to this avodah zarah on its own. Now, chanut shel avodah zarah asur l'sochra. A shop on avodah zarah, you're not allowed to rent it. Im atah maleh shkar l'medina, if he's paying these taxes, af pi she'osim bo l'tzorech al avodah zarah, we say mutar l'sochra. Right? Then you'll be able to rent it. Similarly, hagova, this is like a gabbai. You're not allowed to give it to him. These are gavim shelahem, kovim ma'od l'shem avodah zarah. This is what Pnei Moshe says. They're collecting months for avodah zarah. This is, you're obviously not allowed to give it to him. If, however, he has to pay some of the taxes from that collection, despite the fact the money is also going to avodah zarah, mutar litenlo. That's what Pnei Moshe says, which is a very interesting take on this. In other words, as soon as there's like a dual ownership, you're allowed to pay that money. Okay? Huge chiddush there. Now, once again, Alpha Bishop Govah Hashem Avodah Zarah, mutar litenlo, like we said. The Gemara says, Mani Ta'amra, can we see that's the case? Haya shela v'shel achirim. This is going back to our case of this merchat or gina by the avodah zarah. We say that ne'enim mehem, if it's dual funded, the avodah zarah belongs to somebody else as well, then ne'enim mehem batova shelo batova. Now, the flow of the sugya seems to suggest that you'd even be able to pay the fees to use the merchats. No? Because okay, we were just talking about a gabay, someone who's collecting funds for the avodah zarah, if you're compelled to pay, if he's paying taxes to the government as well, you can give him. So it seems to be, one would assume, not like the Bnei Moshe said in the Mishnah, that betova shelo betova means even payment. That's what it seems to be for the government, the Gemara. But again, he explains that Rambam on the Mishnah that it's that tova shelo betova on the Mishnah just means excluding paying in payment. But it's interesting, if we look at the Bnei Moshe here, he says the proof of the Mishnah is that we are more meikil. We're more lenient when it comes to if there's the avodah zarah and another party or a partner in this venture. I think it's a bit of a question left there, at least in my head, regarding, because in the flow of the sugya seems to me you'd even be able to pay, right? Because you're allowed to rent, you're allowed to pay, if there's a collection for money, you're allowed to contribute that money. So, anyway, let's continue. Next, avodah zarah shel nochri asur miyad v'shel Yisrael mishteaved. Meaning, the Mishnah says here, we'll discuss it in the Gemara in more detail, but avodah zarah that's been built, like formed by a nochri, it's asur immediately. Immediately, okay? If a Yisrael makes an Avodah Zarah, it only becomes Asu once it is worshipped. There's a distinction there. We'll see the sources in the Gemara soon. Nochri mevatel Avodah Zarah shelo v'shel Yisrael. A Nochri can mevatel his own Avodah Zarah and the Girsu we have in front of Yishalmi and that which was made by an Yisrael, interestingly. The Girsu in the Bavli is actually not shel Yisrael, but shel Chaveiro, his friends. So that which is related to what Dov was asking before. Somebody else, another guy is Avodah Zarah. Over the Avodah Zarah Vazara. But again, Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to this in the Gemara. The Gishin of Girsa says, it's interesting. I'll show the Shin of Girsa on the side on this. It says, Yisrael, Ken hu gam betosefta or be Mishnah ktav yad. The Mishnah of Babli, it says, Shel Chaveiro, not as Shel Yisrael. Okay. We'll see it coming up soon. Garas, in his youth, he says, Veshel Yisrael, ubeziknuto, towards his old age, he referred to as, he changed the gir to chavero. In other words, this seems to be the early girsa we have in front of us, and what in the Bavli is the later girsa. Okay, fine. Let's continue. And it says, Veisrael, einu mevatel avodah zarah. Ben Israel cannot come mevatel avodah zarah of a goy. That's why, in the case we saw up above, Rabbi Shimon, he ended up getting the goy to clear away the stones. He couldn't clear away the stones himself, although it'd still be us. So in Israel, cannot battle the avodah zarah of the goy. It would potentially be us. Okay, Dov, had a question?
Yeah. Why is that?
We'll save the psukim. I think we'll come to that. Okay. I think Mr. Shem. Okay, let's continue. Avodah zarah. It says, If someone's the Ikar Avodah Zarah, all those we refer to the Mesham Shemaya, all those trappings and accessories around become batel. If someone's in Mevatel Mesham Shemaya, then Mesham Avotalim, but it's still Asur. Fine. That's on the Gemara. Avodah Shel Enochri, Asura Miyad. Rabbi Shimon likely says, Amra, why is it Asur Miyad? Because we're referring to an Uman Shehu Shoselimkor. That some Rabbi Shimon likely is saying is, why is it Asur immediately? Because we're dealing with an Uman, the Mishnah is talking about a craftsman that makes his Avodah Zarah. And it's in the Kom Lashuki. And Pnei Moshe explains, because he's making the market, it's obvious who Shekeman, because this is now a business venture, he's going to bow to it, trying to before selling it. It's interesting. In other words, the way Rabbi Shimon Malachish understands the Mishnah is it's not Asu Miyad Mikaradin. It's Asu Miyad because the assumption is it was worship Miyad. But just the form of a form on its own before being worshipped, really, it's not Asur at all. Okay, that means it's all. Rabbi Yossi, by what are you talking into? If it's so certain that a someone who's forming these things, a uman, would bow immediately, and if Israel was a craftsman, it's only once it's worshipped. No, in other words, if you're saying a craftsman's because of the money stake, Bavadai would have worshipped it, then there shouldn't be a grounds for a differentiation between an Israel and Avodah Zarah. Okay? So therefore, that can't be the distinction. It must be any goy that makes Avodah Zarah, it's immediately Asur. And not because, as we say in Pani Moshe, because the assumption he wants to sell that is he worshipped it. Again, we need to see why. We need to listen, and we get to the Pesukim. Ravila says, B'shem Rebbe Shimon Malakit, Chotzev Tselem L'Avodah Zarah. If someone starts hewing out an image from stones, so it's still b'chuba l'karka v'dazara, zara. Despite the fact that while it's still attached to the ground, or Gad itself cannot become asur. We've said that before. Mountains cannot become asur, so it's not considered an idol yet. Matrimbo al kol situt. You can give him hatraya on every single chisel he's taking away. Lekeshiitkosh, and when it is detached and becomes an Avodah Zarah, you will get Malkut, which is such a Chiddush. Because what the Chiddush of the Sugar is, based on the Hatraya, while it was still attached to the ground, even it hasn't yet become Avodah Zarah, you can get Malkut and make an Avodah Zarah when it is detached. Right? Which is again a Chiddush, because we say that if it remained attached to the ground, it couldn't become Asu. Right? It's not considered Avodah Zarah. A mountain is not Asu. It's only once it's attached. But the chiddush is that the hatraya you give him while it's still attached, even though it's still attached to the ground, he can be chayv based on hatraya once it's attached. A tremendous chiddush there. Okay? He gets Malkut. We're talking about Israel making Avodah Zarah, obviously. Now let's continue. Am Rabbi Yossi, Achma minao set selim l'Avodah Zarah, so I'm making Avodah Zarah. Now we take out sort of this gears, so Afal pi datamah in devarshi ruchaim nesar, because I'm talking about ruchaim. Matrim bo al kol kur nusakul, anything will, everything will blow, or loshi gemer, once again, you can be chayav. Okay? Yafeh. Let's continue. Avodah Zarah, shel nochri. One second, that's one second, once again. Okay, it's actually, the Pnei Moshe keeps, by the way, that ruachaim. He says, if someone makes an also something that is a living creature. I'm not sure how that worked. Maybe you're carving into this animal some sort of image in his skin or something like that. Or it sounds like making a tselem to put on a behemah, which is a bit strange. They're also the same deal. That's why I think some people take out this afopi that the brackets I said. Okay, let's continue. Avodah Zarah nochri asur miyad. Lefichach yesh la bitul, v'shel Yisrael sh'teaved, lefichach ein la bitul. Now it seems to be this reading, the fact that it has bitul or doesn't have a bitul is a function of whether it's asur miyad or not. So I'll translate. Avodah Zarah of a nochri, it's asur immediately, therefore it has bitul. V'shel Yisrael mish'teaved, lefichach ein la bitul. But the Gemara immediately says, Amar Zera, late kan lefichach. There's no lefichach in there. It doesn't make sense. Because whether it has bittul or not bittul, ela ein la bittul v'yesh la bittul, is not a function of how quick this item becomes a asur or not. Okay, let's continue. Avodah shel nochri asur miyad. Where do we see this? We work through it carefully. When does avodah zarah v'nochri become asur? Oh, sorry, how do we know it becomes asur immediately? Because it says, abed ta'abdun, This is referring to Am Yisrael and Eretz Israel. It says, "Abedu et kol ha'mekomot asher abdu sham ha'goyim, asher atem yoshim otah et Eloheihem." So Abedu Abdun, Bnei Moshe says, that's l'rabot afilu ein atem yodim she'abdu. Meaning, when it says you should utterly destroy this Abed to Abdun, that means destroy any makom of Avodah Zarah. Even if it's not, in other words, afilu ein atem to Abdu miyad, immediately destroy because she'etim Avodah Zarah shalem. As soon as you find Avodah Zarah, that seems to me doesn't make a difference if it was worshipped or not. That's a source that a makom of Avodah Zarah or an idol of Avodah Zarah is asu miyad. That's the assumption. Okay? Veshel Israel, but Israel, no, ad she'te Aved, only once it's worshipped. Dichtiv, as it says, Arur ha'ish asher yasel pesa masecha v'gomer, again, gomer, you have to know what the continuation of the pasuk is. So cursed is a person who makes a pesa masecha, tovat Hashem ma'ase yadei charash, v'sam beseter. Sam beseter seems to be that he's actually done something with it. V'lekeshes keshe yasim. So only once it is, sam beseter, that he worshipped it. So therefore, the first pasuk of Etavdor means miyad for the nochri. The Arur coming to a Jew seems to imply that's only once he's worshipped. So it's based on Psukim.
Abed Tavdum does not imply Bittul?
No. He's destroying.
And destroy doesn't imply Bittul?
I don't think so.
No.
Let's continue. However, it mechal finla. Some have the absolute opposite conclusion from this Psukim. In other words, Avodah Zarah Shel Israel says, actually, no, is asur miyad, will be asur immediately. Dichtiv, why? Arur ha'ish. It says, quote, man, asher yaseh, as soon as he makes it. Asher yaseh means as soon as he makes it, that's going to be asur miyad by a Jew. V'shel nochri ad shtei abed, why? Because it says, abed tumnet kol ha'gamot, asher avdu sham ha'goyim. Meaning all the places that they worshipped it. So in other words, the opposite conclusion can be drawn from the same psukim. So now that our Mishnah said Nochri is asu miyad and Israel is only asu ashti aved, and others that switch around completely, that it's like the opposite. And Nochri is only once it's worshipped because there's asher ta'avdu, only places that actually worship, and Israel arur the asher yaseh, whoever makes it. Mashmi mean that it seems to be it's going to be avodah zarah immediately. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman says b'shem Shmuel shama la minhad. You can learn from the following. In other words, what we learn from the following, that so Yalif the Alibe de Haitana, this shita, the Shel Nochri ain Asu Ajde Abed, the Nochri is only Asu once it's worshipped. From this Pasuk, what's a Pasuk? As it says, Shma min Hada, Im Yarashto, Kachueloha, Beshi Srafu Vim Lav, Ashe Atem Yorshimotam, Et Elohim. So this Pasuk, he goes back to the Pasuk we're talking about going to Israel. It says, Abed on Ekola Makamot, Asher Shamagrim, Asher Atem, Yorshimota, Otam, that you're inheriting, Et Elohim. But it sounds like Yorshinotan, the what, the Elohim, Alarim, Varamim, that you're able to inherit the of the God, their God. So there seems to be no Asur Bahana. So let me just read the Bnei Moshe, continue where we left off. Ma'ikra Dichtiva Asher Atem, Yorshim, Otam, Et Elohim. The Mashma implies, Af Elohim lecha Yerusha umutabana, that even those golden gods that they created, you'd be able to yore it, you'd melt it down and use it. V'chtiv hatam v'nitayim v'tzbetochotam v'shem tisruv ma'esh. But elsewhere, it seems to say that when it comes to the mizbeachot and their asherot, you've got to literally, this is where, Dov, this may answer your question, in tatzdem and mizbeachem, it says you have to destroy the mizbeach and you've got to burn the asheras. Why, Dov, if you can do bittul? No. Ha keitzad hazah so, Im yarashto kachu eloha shekvar abdo, meaning if you inherit, if you found a makom in Eretz Yisrael where they already worship, then be'esh yisrofi, if you've got to destroy it. Vim lav, that they haven't worshipped it, asher atem yorshim otam et olayem, you'll be able to inherit, you'll be able to take for yourself et olayem. So we find, therefore, this what Rabbi Yitzhak was, Bar Nachman, said name Shmuel, he brought another proof to the tzad that it's opposite way in the Mishnah. That the goy, for goyim, it is the Avodah Zarah, it's only once they worship it comes asur. Because it seems to be the one pasuk implies you can keep it, another pasuk implies you've got to utterly destroy it, burn it, just completely destroy it. Why are there two pasukim? Because it depends if they worshipped it or not. So, okay, Seder, we will continue from the more drashas next year. Kol tov, have a good day.
Shabbos, good Shabbos, everybody.